We are gathered a long 100 years after Lincoln declared slavery at an end in the United States. Yet slavery is all too close to us as we demonstrate for equality and freedom today.
The exhibit is called Changing America. Via curving display panels and looped video, it follows the path of two events, the Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 and the March on Washington 100 years later. The exhibit will be in just 50 cities in the U.S. over 5 years. It came here from Detroit, and it heads on to spots including Memphis, New Orleans, and Brooklyn.
In 1861, the Russian Tsar freed the slaves, and it created quite a storm because of no compensation. Unfortunately, he was assassinated.
The Louisville Public Library did the grant work with the National Endowment for the Humanities to draw the exhibit to town. And retired library director Mike Snyder gave one of about a half dozen homegrown presentations launched with the exhibit.
Lincoln was not an abolitionist. Remember that statement I read from Millard Fillmore? He was against slavery, but doggone if the Constitution protected it. And Lincoln was a lawyer.
Snyder's talk focused on Lincoln and the world that surrounded the issue of slavery in the mid-1800s. Louisville was not even 30 years old when Lincoln delivered the Emancipation Proclamation. And over the next 150 years, it grew to a city of about 9,000 people. More than 98% of them today are white. Dave Yeagler of the local historical society says that's part of the not-so-proud history of the city. Louisville stayed not only overwhelmingly white, but deliberately so.
You learn these things from your parents and your grandparents who knew Louisville in the 50s and before that as a sundown town. Don't be caught here after the sun goes down if you weren't a white person.
Yeagler says that's why it was so important that Louisville be the town hosting the Civil Rights exhibit. Important to the town's soul and to those familiar with its history. Another Historical Society member, Ron Derry, moved here 52 years ago. He was 15.
What I saw here was different than I experienced in Alliance because I came from a racially and ethnically mixed neighborhood. So when I got here, it was totally different. And the truth of the matter was, at that time, that reputation did exist. Does not exist anymore. I've seen it, young people. Young people change everything.
Rachel Sweeney is one of those young people, a 20-something who's helping to curate the exhibit.
I think it's getting better with each generation. I hope that we're able to show, you know, with the city partnering with us as well, saying, hey, we don't necessarily always deserve the bad rep we're getting.
About 8 miles west along Route 153 is Canton. It's the Stark County seat. Its population soared to more than 115,000 people before sinking to about 72,000. One-third of whom are people of color. Vince Watts is head of the Urban League in Stark County, and he brought some of the kids from his program over to Louisville to see the exhibit.
For the most part, they all could identify with the racial identity that we give to Louisville, but none of them could identify with the movement that worked to eliminate that racial divide, and that's kind of the paradox to me.
Were any of them willing to give Louisville any attaboys for trying?
I'd have to say no.
Watts, however, did give Louisville props for trying. And he says the town is far from the only one that needs to be talking about race.
There's still a larger discussion on the issue of race that we need to have in Stark County. One of those real, raw, and relevant discussions that brings all those things to the table. And until we do, that racial undertone is going to lie there right beneath the surface, waiting for the next incident, the next accident, the next statement.
The final discussion, at least that accompanies the exhibit, will be tomorrow night at 6 at the Louisville Constitution Center. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.
50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free.